Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. Good to have Fred with us here again today.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Great to be anywhere. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Glad to have you. Fred, how you doing this week?
You know something? I realize that when the end of summer is pronounced by the oncoming car waves of people on the 5 freeway
coming back into
really
town.
You really do know that it's over, pal.
Yeah, they're all coming back to work. Everybody's getting ready to
Everybody just wants to, you know, although there's a lot of places in town that that are not entertaining a full house of restaurateurs, you know.
Well, people, you mean you've been to restaurants and there's
I've been to get a good seat? In the last couple of weeks, I've been for some reason to a lot of restaurants. And the last week of this of August has just been brutal.
Well, we're into September now, so...
Yeah, well, I know.
You've still been going, I'm telling you. Here's the thing. What's your meal of choice? You used to always eat really well and have salmon and stuff. Are you doing, like, pastas and things now and starting to, like, stretch out maybe your palate somewhat?
That's my my New Year resolution last year that I kind of skipped over. So I'm going back to...
Oh, going back to salmon?
I'm going to go back to salmon. Yeah.
It's good.
Mr. Salmon.
And it's true. And if you're having a steak, forget the baked potato, according to Fred. And it's true. Try it sometime. Go order a baked potato with your steak, and I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to feel bloated after the meal. Now, if you don't have the potato and you have the steak, or then have the potato all by itself, you're fine. But when you mix them, you got a problem, right, Fred?
I'm going to give you a little tip like I gave my girlfriend, Jillian.
Oh, what's the tip?
I told her, I said, she says, I need Prilosec. I have
acid and digestion medication.
Terrible acid reflux and all of that stuff.
You have that habit on people sometimes, but that's not
well, some good. I can dial it in, you know.
Can we hold what you told her to come back? Because we got 10 seconds till the break.
Is that's that it.
Okay, we'll be back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Stand by. He's got a great eating tip for us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention pet lovers. try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Over a million babies are lost to abortion every year in the United States. Tragically, 70% of those women who had abortions report feeling coerced into aborting their baby. Through Compass Care's nationwide telecare platform, the pro-life community can now reach women anytime, anywhere. From the busy streets of New York City to the beaches of San Diego, a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy can be seen by a pro-life nurse in as little as 24 seconds. Compass Care transforms a woman's fear into confidence, helping her say no to abortion and yes to her baby. Help a woman save her baby at saveababy.us today and get a free ebook with a gift of any amount. Your gift of $47 to Compass Care provides care and support to a woman, saving her from the coercion and her baby from the abortion. Go to saveababy.us, saveababy.us.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino's joining us in just a second here, our producer, along with J.D. Jeremy Dayton. So, Fred, a couple of things first. Bulletin for those of you that do not watch the YouTube video of the show or catch us on Facebook Live.
You should, right?
Yep. Move closer to that microphone so we can hear you. And here's the thing. Because if we got a lot of people on audio, starting with
you
our...
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right.
It's working. Fred has a brand new fashion plates, glasses there, and they're the glasses that change color when you're out in the hot sun.
It's not a revolution.
It's beautiful. Well, they're clear now, and we look at you now, you can see everything, what we would call room temperature sunglasses here. But as soon as you get out in the bright sun, those things start to darken up as sunglasses.
I requested a little shade while inside. And now, when I go outside, you're correct. These things kind of like just dim right down.
It's really good.
It's good. Especially today in L.A., it's 112.
Yes. Okay, so you have this. So you've been dining here starting at the end of August into September. You've been going out a lot with the girlfriend. And she suggested she needed some help. And you were just before the break. And tell us what advised her.
She was really picky about what she would eat and where she would go and type of foods, so forth and so on.
Sure. I've watched her.
She went to the doctors and, you know.
She said to the doctors?
She went to the doctor, and the upshot of all this is she had acid reflux.
Oh, boy. Now that's
everybody's had that, or has it.
I take Balance 7 for mine, but I'm sure Janine is somewhat different.
You still
different.
Take Balance 7?
You still do.
Do you?
Yeah, when it gets, I just take some Balance 7, but that's a whole other story for a different show.
I'll give you a tip that you may want to share with Janine.
All right, so
And here it is.
Okay.
You got any type of digestion, anything that bothers you, backs up, acid reflux, all of that stuff. You just simply chew the top flower part of parsley. And you chew it, and pretty soon, and very quickly, you won't have the need for Prilosec anymore.
Now, what you fans don't know is this is the Fred Dreyer Sports Show. We're in the Sports Lounge, and we're on Sports Byline. We're on CRN Digital Talk Radio. We're on Sirius XM. We're on 790 KBC, our flagship. Our flagship is moving us to a better time slot starting next week. 790 KBC will have us on at 6 p.m. on Saturday, and we're going to change the show to Fred Dreyer's Health Talk. And here's your first.
That's right.
Yep. Surprise to our producer, Corey, who put together a bunch of sports stories. So this is your health tip for this week. Is that correct?
This is a tip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be, I think, well received by the fan base, certainly. But I'm telling you, I've been doing it now for 40 years.
Parsley.
Parsley.
I always wondered. Most
he's
people.
He's our friend. He's our friend at the dinner table. It's somebody, you know, they just pick it up and they take a look at it and says, why do they keep putting parsley on my plate for? I don't want that. That's the first thing
it,
you
yeah.
should eat.
You should have
and
that.
And the last thing you should
eat. Now, a lot of people go around and look pretty snappy. You've always got the handkerchief there or whatever. And I always thought that was a boutonniere that you had. Apparently, it's green. That's parsley. You actually
keep
clipped
parsley
it.
In my lapel.
It's really good. That's tip of the week.
It's wonderful. You know, your people, I ask the maitre d' and all the places I go to.
Yeah.
I just say, could you please give me an advance? give me an advance on my parsley.
I go to dinner with you sometimes, and you ask the waiter. When they ask for salad, you ask for chopped parsley, and I don't think they have enough sometimes at restaurants because you like those big salads.
Well, I've been known to send them out to the stores.
I know that.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah, with this, you're going to have to come on the What's Cooking Today show with me. This is a bulletin.
You know, I've listened to your show.
This is going to be the
greatest. Nobody knows anything. It's really amazing.
You come on, and you'll be
it's
great.
Really incredible.
Now, you remember that old Breath Assure stuff they used to have where it was like, that was made from parsley, partly parsley, and they've now have turned it to a little mint coating on it. It's called Zelman's, and we're going to have them on the show as a sponsor here soon. I think so. Yeah,
wow.
I've set a trap for them. Walk to the front door so he can get them. Let's introduce our producer, shall we, on the show?
Let's.
You want to have the honors, or you want me to say, here's Corey Marino, our producer.
Corey Marino has been with us for a while.
Yeah.
He's still with us. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
But here he is, Corey Marino. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys.
Wait a second. Let me turn your mic on. There you go. What was that, Corey?
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Yeah, all right.
But, Corey, I got up with you here on my framing.
Yeah.
You know, before you come on the show, you should really check my framing.
Yeah. That's not Corey. That's our other producer.
That's how it should be right there.
We'll get Jeremy Dayton in here to fix it. Somebody will yell at him, and he'll come in because he doesn't listen to the show once it starts. Anyway, don't forget, starting next week, we're moving to Saturdays on 790 KBC. Everybody else stays the same. They want to keep us there. But we got the start of the football season, and Corey, we wanted you to come in here a little bit because there's a lot of comments going on. Fred, I know you, former football superstar, signed with the New York Giants. Giants then went on to have a breath of air, at least when you were with the New England Patriots, and
you know,
then signed with the Rams.
People.
He's cut off here, Jeremy.
Yeah,
go ahead. There you go.
Here I am.
Yeah, there you go.
I can lean.
All right, don't worry about it. I'm going to turn the monitor off, but Jeremy's going to fix that for you.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so there you have it.
And I see my glasses pretty good here.
Yeah, and we're going to shine a bright light at you to see if we can change those glasses around a little bit and get them to get darker as it goes.
Yeah, or take me down to the airport tonight.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You really see them at work.
That's right, over there. So there we have it. All right, so let's start out a little bit. First off, Fred, what do you think? Football season overall, what's your thought? Are you ready for the season to start?
It's just, I've never seen more hype than I have this year going into the Super Bowl because the Chiefs are going after their third straight.
Yeah.
And that's never taken place before.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of hype, and there's a lot of anticipation. People are trying like heck. The more they root for their favorite team and go and bet and all that stuff,
yes,
the more they're trying to hurry baseball out of the limelight. People, I've had it with baseball now. They've played 700 games, and it's
you're
just
done with baseball.
No,
I'm not.
So I want to see how this Ohtani thing works
out. Exactly. Come on. We got a lot to play for. Now, Corey, you put the stats together and everything. What's the feel for the season? Fred's right. Everybody's saying, hey, the Chiefs are going to win their third Super Super Bowl in a row. It is a possibility. Do you think it'll happen?
I hope it doesn't happen. But I'm a Bronco fan, so I hope it doesn't happen.
You're
but
I
actually think
I
think
you're light years away from.
Oh yeah,
yeah you're a Bronco fan.
Oh, we're way too far away.
Yeah,
but I think they're gonna have a great chance. I think it's gonna be them in the Super Bowl, but I just don't know if it's gonna be against the Lions or the 49ers this year.
Well, what about Josh Allen? People say he's the best quarterback in football now. A lot of people have been saying that consistently he's been very good.
Consistently he's been great, but he lost a lot of weapons. He lost Stephon Diggs this year that he went over to the Texans, and he just, I don't know.
Did he lose his knife and shotgun? I didn't hear it.
Offensive weapons on the football field.
Oh, his offensive weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
Fred, your thoughts on this. Come on. What? You're the guy that's got some play history here with us a lot. What do you think?
What am I with
Josh Allen? You think he's going to bring it together? You know,
he hasn't done it.
Okay,
and he hasn't done it in spades.
Okay. Now here's the thing I want to talk about: the Detroit Lions. They got Jared Goff, the Rams' old quarterback, and the Rams have the Lions' quarterback. This Goff is starting to play better now since he's been with Detroit. What's the deal?
Comfortable. You got a head coach that makes him.
Yeah.
Have a head coach that makes him comfortable, and he's really reflected nicely on a organization that was moribund. This was a rotten franchise,
yeah.
And finally they get a guy in there, a coach in there, who matches people up and gets them to do what they do best, and they get them to do it together.
Yeah, I think they're going to Detroit. They could be a force to be reckoned with.
I think they're going to be great. They're in the NFC Championship game last year, they were really close to the end.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with more. It is the Fred Dreyer Show coming at you here from CRN, the Championship Radio Network. We'll be back.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back here to the Fred Dreyer program. I'm Michael Horn. We have Corey Marino here with us, our producer in studio, and Fred Dreyer, of course, the star of our program. And hi to Lori, who's listening to us in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and we got Bruce out there, and you got Rachel, who says, "How are you, Fred?" And she's having a birthday this week. She's
happy birthday, darling.
Listening to us in Alabama, pretty good, huh?
Alabama.
We brought Corey in to sing happy birthday to Rachel. So, Corey, if you wouldn't mind.
Ready?
Yeah, ready to go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rachel. Happy birthday to you.
Beautiful. All right. Thanks, Rachel. And we do that only if you pay $100 because all the other people tune out. Let's get into the football season. Happy birthday, Rachel. And what about this guy that had the heart attack and they carted him off the field here on Monday Night Football, Corey? He's starting now for what, the Bills? Is that correct?
The Bills. After, yeah, he was carted off, and 20 months later, he'll
DeMar Hamlin, right?
DeMar Hamlin is coming back.
Was he the kid that collapsed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And had the heart attack, and they brought him back to life on the field. Remember that was gut. That was
a harrowing
game. That was a harrowing game over there. So our thoughts and prayers out to him, and he's back playing now at safety for the Bills. And so, you know, the coach there, Sean McDermott, says, "What else can't this young man do? He went through what he went through on the field. You guys have written about that over and over, and to come back from that, it's one thing to come back from an ACL or a broken bone.
God bless him, boy, that's some deal."
Yeah. Did you have guys that had injuries like that? I mean, some of you guys in your era played with like AFib and didn't even know it, Fred. Am I correct? Some of the players in football, they didn't check you out as much
as they did.
Right?
It wasn't an overwhelming issue, but I can't imagine the concussion factor back then.
Oh, that's
what
something
we know now.
You guys had concussions that you won't believe. And they asked you to come back in the game. Tell them you go to the sidelines. Can you come back in, Fred? Didn't
no,
they?
I was passed out on the field. You're knocked out. If you're knocked out, you can't do much of anything. You can't even fly sometimes.
That's true. Know? If so you're knocked out, you're out.
You can't.
Yeah.
This is, you just can't put your brain through it. And, you know, I was helped off the field. I walked over to the sideline, sat down on the bench, and held my hand, cradled it so my brain wouldn't hurt. And the coach comes over and says, "How you feeling? Can you go back in?" Sid Hall.
It's okay.
The late, great Sid Hall.
Yeah,
he was my coach in college. And he, you know.
And he said, "Can you go back in?"
But people, he didn't know. But people don't know.
Right.
That when
right.
you say to them, "I don't think I can play."
Yes.
I don't think I can play because right. I can't think.
Yeah. Well, you got to. You're knocked out. It's like you had that happen to you more than just one time. Am I correct?
I've had it happen to me a bunch of times. I've been hospitalized in my lifetime about 7 concussions.
Yeah.
And I don't now. What I know, I'm ashamed of myself sometimes.
Yeah. Corey, what's your thoughts on that? You've seen modern football where they got the tent sitting there, and the guys, once they get a concussion, they're out of the game for a week or so, right? They can't come back in right away.
Yeah, it used to be just they would let them right back in the game, and then gradually it went to they miss some of the game, then they miss the game and come back to practice. But now sometimes they miss more than a week. And the only good thing that comes out of this is a lot of the people on the sidelines, the EMTs, are now more prepared, and a lot of people know more how to do CPR on the sidelines because these 7 people saved his life on the field.
Yeah.
Well, that CPR is one thing to save your life. Another thing else is that when you that intermediate head injury, It's just, it follows you home,
yep.
Follows you on the airplane, and then your day off, they'll call you and say, hey, how you doing? Sometimes they just forget about you.
Yeah.
In those days, 60s and 70s, hell, they if he can't play, what good is he to us? And I agree with him.
That's a difference in football then and now. Now, the opposite of that is I don't think you had as many shootings in football as we do now, because now the one storyline we're talking about is, this guy, DeMar Hamlin coming back and playing at safety, starting. The 49ers, they had this wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall, is it, Corey? He's going to miss four games to start the season because he has a gunshot wound. It was a robbery or something, right?
Yeah, he had a gunshot wound through his chest, through, and he came back. He's already wants to go back to practice, so he still has that old football mentality.
Oh, he wants to go back. Somebody has to intervene. Somebody has to intervene with these people who want to help the team in the face of their own mortality.
No, that's true. And the suspect, police said, was caught trying to flee the scene after the shooting a Saturday ago, and was facing charges of personal discharge of a firearm, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, attempted second-degree robbery. A teenager approached Pearsall, allegedly, at Union Square in San Francisco Saturday afternoon. There was a struggle that ensued, and the suspect alleged robbery attempt. Per police reports, both Pearsall and the subject were struck by gunfire. 17-year-old stated to face the charge in juvenile court, though a judge could rule to transfer the case to adult court. I think they should, Fred.
They should take him to adult court and then stick him in jail for 30 years.
Corey, your thoughts on that?
I agree. It's the only way to learn.
It is. Now, okay, so there's a couple of storylines to watch here at the beginning of the season. It hasn't even started. We got those going. Now, if the ESPN had some comments, they think the 49ers, they rate them number one in the ESPN top ranking. They say because they've got the potential for 11 offensive starters to all play. Is this their offense is what they're thinking of here, Corey? Fred, what do you think?
Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, those weapons I was talking about. Yeah, they have a lot of – they finally got their left tackle signed back, Trent Williams, and they got Brandon Ayuk back in the building with a contract. They have Debo Samuel ready, and they have Christian McCaffrey coming back from the offseason with a little time off, and they look healthy and ready to go.
Now, Brock Purdy, maybe his first full season here at the quarterback, because they go through quarterbacks like they change underwear there. These guys get injured, Fred.
All the things that Corey was mentioning are certainly true, but the biggest difference is all of them are a year older. It makes a big difference. If you're getting older and not accomplishing what your potential is.
I agree with you, and they say they were hit by a lot of preseason injuries, so that's a concern right now is their depth on the team. So when you get injured, you got to have people to step up, and it's same thing in baseball with Tommy John surgery. A guy starts two games and he's out for the rest of the season while he's rehabbing. You got the same problems here. You got to watch out. Football's a rougher sport. You got to watch it. So they say they have the stat to know with the 49ers. There's been only three teams to win the Super Bowl the season after losing it, and that's the Patriots, the Dolphins, and the Cowboys. However, none of the Super Bowl losers in the past 5 years has reached the title game the next season, so that's the stat that may be against them. It's going to happen one time, and then you're going to have it done, and people won't be talking about that stat anymore, Fred.
Yeah, your quarterback's more mature. That's fine. But the receivers, running backs, offensive linemen, they get chipped off. And the next thing you know, you've got four or five different guys in the starting lineup that weren't there the year before. And by the time kickoff comes for a new year, a new season, you've got a problem of a weak lineup, a weaker lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the Fred Dreyer Show here. Thank you for joining us. That's, of course, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Watch Hunter all the time. It's in reruns everywhere. I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino. What about the Chiefs, Fred? They say, they've got speed at the wide receiver now. There's a new guy they got. Am I right to Corey there at wide receiver?
Yeah, first-round draft pick Xavier Worthy from Texas. He ran the fastest 40 time ever. But 40 time doesn't really
He's happened. Like, Kelsey and
four,
Watson.
One? What's that, 4-1 or
four,
something?
4-2 yeah. something. Yeah, it was insanely fast.
So his speed should be there. The concern is the defense going to be there for the for Kansas City? What do you think?
Yeah, they lost one of their best cornerbacks, and it all came together for them last year. They just came together as a group, and they weren't good the year before, a year prior. So we'll see if it was just a fluke or if they can keep it held down again.
Yeah, the Chiefs last year had the most drops in the league with 25, and so they got to kind of correct that, Fred Dreyer.
Well, look, I don't know how many times you have to drop a ball to be disqualified as a receiver.
Yeah. But, you know, after a few of them, you start thinking about it. Now, our other producer, Jeremy Dayton, is not here, but he loves the Baltimore Ravens. And the strength of this team now is running the ball. First off, quarterback Lamar Jackson lost some weight, Fred. He's down to a little more, you know, moving around a little bit better. And he moved before.
He's a couple of hits away from gaining some weight.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. And the backfield, they got the running back there, Derrick Henry. He seems to be in good shape. They say the pass rush off the edge, they lost some people on Baltimore, didn't they?
They lost an edge rusher in Jadeveon Clowney, and then they just weren't that good in that to begin with.
Clowney has not been good since he was supposed to be good.
Exactly.
Well, there's a comment from Fred Dreyer there. Clowney has not been good since he was supposed to. Fred, I like that one.
Well, that's it.
It's it. Yeah. All right. The Ravens last season allowed 5.9 yards per pass attempt, the lowest mark by any defense in the NFL. So that's a stat to watch out for. When we come back, we'll talk about the Detroit Lions. We mentioned them earlier. The Buffalo Bills are in the top five there, according to ESPN. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, or X as we call it now, @Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. It's Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is sponsored by Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new Fiery Menu, featuring the Fiery Bacon Whopper, Fiery Mozzarella Fries, Fiery Chicken Fries, and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. The menu is a fiery take on your BK favorites, with spice levels from mild to wild, offering something for everyone so all spice lovers can truly have it their way. Start with spice level 1 with Fiery Strawberry and Sprite. Sprite taken up a notch with a Fiery Strawberry Puree for a refreshing sip with just enough kick to leave you wanting more. Add Fiery Mozzarella Fries or Fiery Chicken Fries to your meal for extra flavor and heat. True spice seekers should look no further than the Fiery Bacon Royal Crispy Chicken. At spice level 5, this sandwich features a crispy white meat breast fillet coated with fiery glaze and topped with crispy fiery seasoned bacon, pepper jack cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, and creamy fiery sauce on a toasted bun. To find your nearest restaurant and learn more about the Fiery Menu, please visit www.bk.com. Limited time only.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only, subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need to print for my business, but I really have to watch the budget.
Staples can print whatever you need, and now you get up to 30% off print purchases. So the more you print,
the more I save?
Right.
So if I print $600 worth of signs,
you save $180.
Ooh, and if I print $1 million worth, I'd save...
No clue, but I'm thinking there are a lot of zeros.
Now at Staples, the more you print, the more you save. Up to 30% off. Plus, you save even more with hundreds of hot deals throughout the store. Ends 9/7, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back. The Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, coming up in a month. Two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter. Fred Dreyer, a record that will stand the test of time. I'm Michael Horn.
Am I going to get some sort of a happy song? Am I going to get a
happy safety to Fred? Fred is the man who brings in the bread. Fred is the guy who hits the quarterback and
just
he knocks him in the head.
I think you'll see it my way.
A little tune we just put together. I like it. It's good. Now we got Corey Marino. We got Martins listening. Cape Canaveral, Florida, said to say hi to you, by the way. Well, and Dr. Michael Sheps, who we talk about here on the air all the time, he's got he does that hot laser treatment. It's his birthday this week too. So happy birthday, Michael Sheps.
Yes, I'm going to get a hold of Michael. We got to get him on the air.
Yeah, we have to. Now, Baltimore Ravens. We talk about what about Detroit here? They say their biggest strength is their offense, and once again, this Jared Goff, who didn't seem to click with the Rams, is clicking with Detroit. Start with you, Corey. Why?
I think he just gave him time, and like said Fred earlier, that he just got comfortable, and Detroit embraced him, and they brought in a coach that brought the whole team together and used him as a focal point and relied on him and trusted him, and he's giving that trust back with talent and production.
You're saying Sean McVay didn't trust him at quarterback with the Rams?
No, that's why they traded for Stafford, because he could trust him. Jared Goff didn't have enough experience.
Fred?
He wanted to expand the offense.
Right.
And really the only way he can do that is with somebody who understands the scope and the breadth of the offense itself. And not that Goff wasn't a good quarterback.
He was just young.
He wasn't able to do the things that the Rams wanted him to do. And now he's a little bit more pliable. He's been over there 3 years, going on 4 years. And so, it happens all the time.
Rams couldn't wait. You're right. And so it's like the trade helped both teams, really, when you look at it. It helped them both. They say the biggest concern with Detroit is the front office. They're aggressive with defensive issues. But do we think the defense on Detroit has improved, Fred? Corey.
The defense? Well, we'll
the
see.
Defense, yeah. We'll it's going to be. And the stat to know is apparently they had some zero drops last year and a lot of catches. Well, Brown had 13 catches and zero drops, but he's never dropped a tight window pass since being selected in a round four draft. Is he going to drop one this year?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Heard from Fred. Buffalo Bills, we talked about them earlier. Josh Allen, for all the quarterback questions surrounding this thing, they say if the quarterback is healthy, Buffalo's got a shot here at it. Fred, your thoughts on that?
They're going to have to win it, be in the Super Bowl, and win the Super Bowl for me to believe that they could win the Super Bowl.
Got to do it. He's been there. He's been up against Patrick Mahomes, and he just can't beat him when it counts in the playoffs.
Now, we got DeMar Hamlin back there at safety. They say the biggest concern is uncertainty at safety. Is there uncertainty there, you guys, you think, Fred, at safety?
Look, you're playing center field. It's like, would you want Mickey Mantle or Willie Mays? Or do you want some other guy from AAA?
Corey Seager's I'll pick. No, never mind.
What's that?
Corey Seager I would pick over those guys, Mickey Mantle. And
Corey Seager?
Corey Seager's a pretty good center fielder. He's good. Never mind.
He's an infielder.
Stat to know, Buffalo has gone 58-24, 707 percentage over the past five seasons, second only to Kansas City, who is 759, 63-20. And with 58 wins from Buffalo, the team is tied with the Saints for the most during a five-season span. So they've been showing some stuff. Just can they win the right game? I don't know.
I know. We'll see. They have to beat the Chiefs.
That's what Sundays are for. You'll find out about a team, and then you'll start speculating the correct way, and then you might have something there.
Now, NBC's Pro Football Talk had some rankings and information there. They think they got number one. They got the Chiefs. They say the first team in nearly 20 years to have a chance to win three in a row might be the best positions to ever do it. I agree with them. They've got a talented team, and I love the coach.
Yeah, he's a very good coach, and we'll see what happens. And I'm pulling for him. I want this year to be the year that all records are broke except for mine.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
I don't think it's ever going to be broken. You're talking about the 2-sack record?
Yeah.
No. I mean safety? No.
Two safeties.
Never.
It's
never going to be broken.
Well, in one game in the same period, never. Never will they be somebody. You did it against and two different quarterbacks, Fred. Scott Hunter and what's his face?
Jim Delgazo
and Scott Hunter.
There you go.
And that's it.
Deuce is wild.
You know, he knocked the life out of one guy, and they bring another quarterback, and Fred did it to that guy. You're a mean son of a gun when you get up to it, Fred, when you play football.
Well,
that's why you're the all-pro defensive end.
I warned him.
That's it. Okay, so the Lions are number two here on the Pro Football Talk. They've never been hunted. They will be, they say, this next year. Packers, Jordan Love, how well is he going to do?
I think he's going to do great. He showed what he could do last year near the end with a great 8-game stretch to end the season. And he's young. He's starting out. We'll see what he's got.
Temper all your questions with the one axiom of injuries.
Yeah, well, that's true. And Monday night's game, you got the 49ers, who we talked about, going up against the Jets. And you talk about quarterbacks there. There's a pretty good quarterback there in Aaron Rodgers. You think he's going to bring it this year after his injury on AstroTurf last year?
Well, it's going to be interesting. My opinion is no.
Really? Okay, and your thought process on that is why?
He's been out of football for a little too long. He may have realized that this is the year that he starts the de-escalation downward. So if you spend 16, 18 games not getting better, you're getting worse.
Now, the 49ers, you know, or rather the Jets coach, Robert Sala, he knows the 49ers. He was coaching there for him before, so he might have some inside information. This could be a better Monday night game than we thought.
We'll see. It could be good. He was their defensive coordinator a couple years ago. What Fred's been saying all day is that it's definitely up to health. If Rodgers can stay healthy, we'll see. I still think the 49ers come out on football on Monday night, but
they're going to kill them. 49ers will actually wipe them out.
I think so.
Bring some hot dogs to the game, you know, and lots of beer so you can relax there. Now, we had an email that came in during the show here, Fred, for you, and this comes to us from Giovanni. He says, I had the opportunity to cook for you, Fred Dreyer, at El Tiramisu Restaurant in Sherman Oaks for 7 years. I have a restaurant now in Cambria, California for the last 8 years and would like it if you ever come to Cambria, Fred. Sounds like a free meal. I think you should head up there right after the show. A small, quaint, attractive little town, Cambria, California. Beautiful.
I know it.
He says, you are part of my beautiful memory from the actor you were at El Tiramisu Restaurant. Miss you, my friend. Look up the Harmony Cafe in Cambria, California. He did not pay for that mention. I'm giving it to him right now. And he says, he must know you. His last line is, I have some special salmon for you.
There's that elusive fish.
You used to go to that restaurant, El Tiramisu. Not only did you order salmon, you ordered it by the truckload. Didn't you go out with about 5 pieces for your food for the next week or something and you'd freeze
it?
They
would ask me,
yes.
What do you feel like eating here this next week?
And
I'd tell them.
Yes.
Mr. Salmon.
All right, let's do a little baseball because the big story is Shohei Ohtani, man. This guy is on fire. I mean, hasn't pitched. Do you think it's given him more time to really concentrate on being a designated hitter? This guy has turned into, you know, Babe Ruth here on the field, going with his, you know, 50
Ohtani?
Home runs, 50 steals. Yeah, it's Shohei Ohtani.
You know who's really having a good year very nicely?
Who?
Is Mookie.
Yeah, and he's hitting behind him, and so he's Mookie's. I said, great player, more so this year, I think, than any other year. He's
that
really
move put, to batting number second. Two, and letting our guy be number one.
Yeah, Shohei.
I think is a smart move.
And you got Freddie Freeman behind him, and then Teoscar Hernandez, and then you got Will Smith. Dodgers look good. I'm telling you. This, Dave Roberts knows his team a little bit. That's a good move he put with those starting three there. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's just you get into the playoffs, you take, you win the division no matter what league you're in, and you sit there on your duff, and all of a sudden you got to win a three-game series. Is it three games or five games? Five games? I forget.
Well,
it's still too short.
Yeah. They have a one-game series for the first
For the first
wild card, you have to randomly play a game.
Then they got
something's wrong.
Three out of five, and then the best four out of seven.
Yeah. Here's the thing: it's like you might as well shorten the season and make the playoffs a little bit longer so that you can get the little. It's not fair. One game after you've played 162. How many they play?
162.
They got to do something about that. That's stupid.
Something. It's really. I'll tell you, it would take you. I don't know.
What do you think, Mike?
I don't like the playoff schedule. You know, and by the way, they had a bad call in one baseball game here. I think it was with the Dodgers at third base. They called somebody out when he was actually safe or something, and the league did not reverse anything. They just called the player and apologized to him. Is that what we're doing with umpires now? They called and made an apology.
I think they should be made to show up and apologize.
Yeah, we got to pull that story for next week on the show.
I'll look into it.
Yeah, look into that one. So, and then this the guy on the Braves here, this guy, Whit Merrifield, became the latest Atlanta Braves player to get hit by an errant fastball. And he said he's calling it the pathetic current state of pitching in Major League Baseball, saying, quoting him now, something terrible is going to happen if the sport doesn't reintroduce repercussions for throwing widely inside. Fred, your thoughts on that?
The inside part of the plate itself is part of the game.
Yes.
And pitchers want to use that.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes when you're pitching in there and you got a right-handed batter or a left-handed batter, sometimes he's going to get hit.
Yes.
And that's the way it goes. Once you start penalizing people for hitting people when you think that they're throwing at somebody, you got a wild open game.
Corey Marino, your thoughts on that?
I agree. That's why I put this story in, because Fred has been talking a couple times that he would go up there and just throw at him just to scare him off, and they can't retaliate. So if you have a wild pitch, you can't throw one back, or they're going to throw you out.
But that hasn't happened.
Don Drysdale, my friend.
Yes, sir. Tell us.
Don Drysdale said, the inside part of the plate is mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dominate it, and I'm going to establish it early on. And if I hit you, that's just the way it goes. I'm not trying to, but you know, Mookie got hit and broke his
that's
hand.
That's terrible. Yeah.
So what is it? Every time someone gets hit by a pitch, it's intrigue. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, it's. Back in our day, Fred, it was a part of baseball to guard the plate, and somebody was digging in on you, you dusted them back.
You got television.
Frank Robinson.
TV ended everything.
Remember Frank Robinson used to crowd the plate? He got hit more than any other player in baseball.
Yeah.
He used to dust them off a little bit. But I don't think they were thrown at him so much as they were trying to protect the plate, although I don't know if there were more injuries then as now. It seemed like there were less then than now. They're throwing 106 miles an hour now.
If you don't like getting hit, get out of there.
One of these days they're going to throw and the arm is going to come off the pitcher and come flying up to the plate. We're going to have arm reattachment surgery. I mean, they're throwing too fast. That's it. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back here on the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio, 790 KABC, radio in Los Angeles, Sirius XM. And again, our apologies to our photographer Pamela Johnson, who's got some great pictures we promise we'll show you next week. But we do have a note here from Karen in Torrance, California. She says, "Hi, Fred and Mike." She sent in to you, Fred. "I enjoy listening to your commentary and banter each week. I was hoping that Fred could reminisce a little about James Darren, who passed away this week, September 2nd. He directed some great episodes of Hunter, and I'm sure your mutual fans would love to hear some memories you may have, Fred."
Well, they're extensive. I won't go into all of them, the great thing in life is that you meet people you don't ever really think you're going to meet, and when you do, they become lifelong friends. Jimmy had that ability to ingratiate himself to people. He was a lot of fun, very talented director as well as an actor. Had a great film career early on in his life and then went into television. And he's got some great stories.
I'll bet.
With some very popular, famous actors and actresses. But we always had a great time. He was on the Hunter Show. He directed a half dozen, eight or nine shows over the years. But he was a special guy. I loved him.
Yeah, I met him a few times. He came in here, was on some shows. Not a great singer, too. He started out as a pop sensation singing. As you mentioned, became an actor, director. He will be missed. 88 years young and just full of life. Great guy. And that's our show. If you miss anything, please get a hold of Fred Dreyer. Follow him on X at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email Fred, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Thank you, Corey Moreno, for being on the show. Fred Dreyer, final thoughts from you.
God bless Jimmy Darren and his family, and we look forward to talking with you all next time.
See you next week, everybody.